Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. How much time and energy do you lose blaming other people or being angry at stuff that happens in your day-to-day life? I know from before my business failed 4 years ago, nearly 5 years ago this May, I used to get so angry when stuff used to go wrong, and I used to just be in a place of blame. And I remember just ranting. I remember getting in, I've done an episode on this before about empathy and about my wife, but I'd get in all the time and just rant at Sarah for an hour that this person's done X, this person's done X, this person's done X. And my life just seemed like this big drama, that everything was going wrong to me, that I'd get so angry and I'd just be blaming people all the time. Oh, so-and-so's done this, so-and-so's done that, so-and-so's done this, this has happened, this has happened. And I'd so worried about what everyone else was doing. I was worried about what my competitors are doing. I was worried about, you know, what the whole world thought about me. And I just wasted so much energy blaming people all the time. And one of the biggest, most profound things that I think I've learned, or I know that I've learned, not that I think, I know that I've learned, is that I am exactly where I am today and I was back then 5 years ago because of my own actions and the things that I've done. And as soon as I stopped blaming people, as soon as I started looking within and started going, okay, so what do I need to do? Why has this happened to me? And started actually having some accountability for myself and my actions, and started realizing that a lot of what was happening to me was just because of my output and what I was doing as a boss, a business owner, a husband, a friend, that actually a lot of what was coming towards me, a lot of this drama was being created by me or my actions or my decisions that I was making. And it takes a lot. It takes having to put your ego to one side to really look within, to actually work out that a lot of the shit that's coming towards you, a lot of the things that you're getting angry about is generally down to you. It's down to the decisions that you make, down to the day-to-day stuff that you do. A lot of it comes from that. And actually there's so much wasted energy in blaming other people or getting angry at stuff that's actually you can't control as well. Like I'd get angry when I'd know that something, so you know, another business is doing, you know, won this client or that client, but yet I wasn't putting an output to go and win a client, and I'd suddenly get angry. How have they got this client? Well, they're doing business better than me, that's how they've got that client. If there's somebody that's more successful than you, the hard reality is that they're doing business better than you. They've worked it out quicker than you. They've worked out how to be successful quicker than you. But that doesn't mean that you'd be angry about that. You've just got to work harder on yourself. Because the more that you work on yourself and you don't blame other people or blame other people for the reasons why you're not creating that success, the more that you look within and you work and you go, what do I need to do? And you start working on yourself, the more that you'll create success. Because there's so much wasted energy about being angry about stuff. It's like conspiracy theories. Like I've heard them all over Christmas. I've heard so many people like, and I'm like, cool, okay, well, that could be true. That could not be true, but you're never going to know whether it's true. But you've just wasted 3 hours of your day telling me that. And how many hours have you wasted on YouTube learning that? So, you know, yes, there's all sorts of stuff going out in the world, but how much energy have you got on a day-to-day basis? Is it worth spending all these hours of energy watching YouTube to work out whether a conspiracy theory that you're never going to know is true or not be true? Like, that's just wasting time. Like, am I going to waste an hour ranting because one of my team members just crashed a van today? Well, actually, what could we have done differently as a business to make sure that he's got the right training, he's got the right tools to do the job, that, you know, have we taken on the right person? Is it part of our recruitment process? Rather than just getting angry at every single thing, it's working out what you need to do as a person. Take that anger and focus it into energy on how to build yourself and build your business, rather than just getting angry at everything else. Like we've talked about it before, trolls, I get trolled all the time. The anger that comes out of these people, they're just wasting energy. They're spending hours looking on social media, trolling people because they're seeing people that are putting stuff out that are making them feel outside their comfort zone, yet they're wasting energy. Like we have a limited amount of energy every day. I usually get to the end about 8-9 o'clock in the evening and I'm done. But I want to know when I'm done that all of my energy I've used through the day has gone to something worthwhile, rather than worrying about something that might happen or not happen, or getting angry at something that's happened that's either out of my control, or if I changed slightly how I manage or run my business, that's not going to happen again. rather than ranting about it week in, week out, and nothing ever changing, you know, having something else that happened the following week, what does Einstein say the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over and again and expecting a different result. I see it all the time. We just keep going. We keep going on the same trajectory, keep getting annoyed with stuff. So anger is a great emotion to try and channel into your own energy. It's not a good emotion if you're just getting angry at everything and just blurting it out to everyone around you. That's not going to be a positive. If you can use the anger, if you can use fire in your belly, like I look at my competitors when they get a new piece of kit or they've got a new client and I go, okay, that makes me feel a little bit shit, but what can I do to actually make that better? What do I need to go and do? What do I need to go and learn about sales and marketing? What do I need to go and learn about systems and processes and different things like that in my business? Who do I need to get in my team to be able to help me get to that point? So stop wasting energy on being angry about everything. Stop wasting energy on conspiracy theories or this in the news and that in the news. Like, you can control the controllables, control what's in front of you to create the life that you want, because all the time that you're wasting time and energy on all this anger, it's not going to get you anywhere, and it's only just going to be an empty thing that you're going to be angry about something else tomorrow. So use any discomfort of other stuff that's going on in your life to look within and work out what you need to do to turn up to be able to create the success and the happiness that you want. Stop blaming other people. Take accountability for your actions. You are where you are because of the decisions you've made to the date. That means, like we said in previous episodes, you've got 90 days now to change the habits and decisions you make to then completely change your life. Go and do that. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.